from behind a boulder. Just beyond the horse, a Brigante stood up, raised his submachine gun, and fired at full burst directly into the stomach of the running boy. Bitty was slammed back, pummeled by bullets that drove his body into the air. He crashed to earth. The Russian was running forward, trying to unsling the assault rifle from his back, trying to get to Bitty. Two more Brigantes rose into view in different places, and three Thompsons roared. The Russian was cut to pieces. Johnny went berserk. The two Brigante guards stood no chance. With one backward stride, Johnny was behind them. He sent them slamming together like eggshells. He caught the gun of one as that Brigante went down and stamped his heel into the side of the mercenary's skull, crushing it. He reversed the gun and battered the other Brigante with bullets from a range of 3 inches. Johnny dropped on one knee, turned the Thompson on its side so its kick would fan the bullets, and blew the two last Brigantes who had risen to bits. He spun to find the one who had shot Bitty. That one was not in sight. 5 Brigantes rushed from a door in the compound and sent a hail of lead in his direction. The Thompson he had used was jammed. It would not recock. He threw it down and picked up the other one. Totally unmindful of the slugs ripping up the ground, running low and firing as he went, he raced forward toward the fallen Russian. He knelt behind the body, turned the Thompson on its side, and fanned a storm of bullets into the 5. They crashed back against the compound, bodies jerking as a second spray of slugs hit them before they could even collapse. Johnny got the assault rifle off the Russian and yanked its slide to get a bullet in the chamber. He was after the Brigante who had shot Bitty. To his left and behind him, 8 mercenaries who had been lying in wait in the ravine rushed into view. Johnny whirled. Then he stood there braced until the last one was out of the ravine. They came on firing. Johnny raised the assault rifle to his shoulder and took careful aim. He shot the last in the line first so the others would not see him go down, and then fanned a barrage of shots from there to the first one in the lead. The squad came sprawling forward in an avalanche of dead men.